I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy backstage at Watch What Happens Live. Well, I feel like I have the night off tonight because Mark Consuelos and Kelly Rippey are here. They're my friends. It's always fun to have other talk show hosts on because you don't have to talk as much because they're such good talkers. Anyway, we've got Tardy for the Party playing for the audience right now. I just shaved, and this makeup is burning my face a little bit. It's the same makeup. Probably for 9 years. Yeah.
No, not that long.
Anyway, well, that's a little inside baseball. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the show. And there you go. This was a boring intro. If you're interested, I'm not jet lagged. I haven't gotten any jet lag. So, I don't know if that was on your mind. Got back from London 2 days ago. No jet lag.
Lisa Rinna says threesomes never work, but this one always does. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with two guests who will probably have sex with each other when this show is over. And I'm thinking of myself as their foreplay. My first guest is nominated for her bajillionth Daytime Emmy, and if they gave out trophies for best butts, I think she'd have a room full of those, too. Welcome back, my friend and the queen of Live with Kelly and Ryan. Check your local listings. It's Kelly Ripa. And a few weeks back, he arranged for me to play myself on his show, so I've arranged for him to play himself on my show. It's my buddy and the star of Riverdale. Man, is he mean on that show. It's Mark Consuelos. Hi, Mark. I'm so excited that you guys are here together and live. It's past your bedtime.
It's past my bedtime. I feel like I'm cheating on Anderson. There's a lot going on.
Okay, now some people think the star of Kelly's show is Kelly. Some say Ryan, and maybe some tweakers say Gelman. But to me, it's this guy over at the bar. It's Kelly's executive in charge of production at Live, and I'm hoping he can keep this show on the rails tonight. It's the great Art Moore. Hey, Art Moore. Wow. And I found out tonight, you not only know your way around a wig, which I found out on Live with Kelly and Ryan, but you know your way around a screwdriver.
I do.
Yes.
Very helpful.
Very good.
Very helpful.
I'm so excited you're here. You are a joy in my life. Let's get started. The Beverly Hills ladies really turned it out at tonight's reunion. Let's see what they look like. I look like a cardboard cutout. But Kelly, first of all, it's our first poll question of the night. Who looked best at the reunion, do you guys guys think. Dorit, Erica, Kyle, LVP, Rinna, or Teddy, who did you think looked best?
I swear, it's an embarrassment of riches. They it all is. Look incredible.
You almost
all
went sequiny tonight because of all of the all, was
I was yeah. this close to yeah. wearing Lisa Vanderpump's dress.
Really?
Yes.
You actually have the exact
I have the same
dress
exact that Vanderpump dress has. That you can actually manipulate to make
yes,
it gold or pink.
Yes. Looks like you guys are going for Kyle. Very good.
Ah.
When Teddy left Dorit out of Beverly Beach, she thought Dorit was a Beverly bitch. Take a look. So each of the women here has a swimsuit named after them, except Teddy.
I don't have to make excuses for it. It's my line.
Are you offended that she didn't name one after you?
There's that little bit of like, oh, that kind of sucks. I was left out on purpose. Truthfully, I didn't realize that Dorit and I were in the place we were until I started watching the show back.
Teddy's one person to my face and then another behind my back.
The way you talk to me is so dismissive.
Always. I have only ever been kind to you.
Really?
Okay.
Okay, let's take this one for a vote. Whose side are you on, Dorit or Teddy? What was your comment about Dorit tonight?
I'm new to this.
Yes,
this,
you're new to this cast. Franchise. Yes,
he's been busy.
Yes,
her accent is she British?
There you go. Age-old question. She's not. She's from Connecticut.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Looks like you guys are going with Teddy there for a landslide. Kelly, since you rarely have the chance to interview housewives, I want to do a quick round of questionable behavior with you. I'm going to throw up a housewife, and you tell me the first question you would ask them.
Okay.
First up is Dorit.
Dorit, why the British accent?
Okay.
I mean, why?
NeNe Leakes.
Why can't you and Kim Zolciak bury the hatchet?
Yeah, it's never
going to
happen.
Bury the hatchet.
Yes,
they were best friends.
They were buddies. What about Sheree? She by Sheree.
She by Sheree.
When is the athletic wear line
Yes, joggers.
Out? When
joggers.
Are the joggers coming?
Spring, fall.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
know, but I
want the capris. I want the she by Sheree capri pants.
You do. What about Lou, the Countess Luann?
Has she been able to find an apartment? Mark and I have been following this on the local news.
Oh, really?
She's on a real estate tour on the CBS.
Yeah. You're kidding.
TV
oh,
news.
What?
It is fascinating.
I am not following
oh,
you.
Will. You have
you
to
have
follow
to.
It.
God, I didn't know. All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. Breaking news. Before we get to all of your questions for Kelly and Mark, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. Here's what I'm going to spin the wheel, which will land on some relationship situations regular people have. And you tell me how you would have handled it if it ever came up between the two of you. What would happen if you overshare your lives online?
Oh, that I mean, be, I do that all the time.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Okay.
He yells at me and tells me to stop.
Lost sex drive. What would you do if Mark came home one night and just didn't have any sex drive?
I would be like, the aliens came and took it.
Yes. Would you kind of be happy for a minute?
I would. Yeah, it'd be nice. To,
it's because
you know,
he's
give
relentless,
it a rest.
Isn't he? He's a relentless power top, isn't he?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
He is a bossy power top.
Oh, he is a bossy power top. I've heard that he's a bossy power top. Frequents girls or guys' night out?
I don't care about that.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, fine. Okay, last up. Hate your BFF. What do you do if you're
get a new BFF?
There you go. Thank you very much. Lisa Rinna may have written an instructional manual for blowjobs, but tonight on the Beverly Hills Reunion, she reiterated her opinion that threesomes never work. I'm not sure I agree with that, actually, but we'll talk about that offline. Here's what. Let's explore this idea. Kelly and Mark, I'm going to show you some potential threesome partners.
Oh, yeah,
you tell
yeah,
me
yeah,
whether
yeah,
you would have
yeah,
a menage yeah, a trois
yeah,
with them, or if you'd be menage a traumatized. Okay, here we go. First one, would you have a three-way with the Silver Fox? Yes. Okay. Would you have a three-way with Cardi B?
Yeah.
I like that. Would you have a three-way with Bethany Frankel?
Woo!
What about The Rock?
Yeah.
What about Rinna?
Woo!
Okay. What about
he's a friend.
This is
you
here's
can,
a foursome. What about Hoda and
Kai? Oh my God!
Yes. Okay,
100%.
On that level, what about if it hasn't already happened? Too close to home. What about Kimmel?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Woo! What about?
Oh, you! Yes!
Yeah! Thank you very much for playing.
Card Monty this game, though.
Yeah.
It's like,
there's no right answers.
Did you see he was afraid to move?
I know.
He was like, yay. Oh, those are women.
He was waiting for you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Brittany from California. Hey, Brittany, what's up?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Mark. Hi, Kelly.
Hey.
Hi, Brittany.
Just wanted to ask what you guys thought of all the controversy of, you looked awesome, by the way, of your bikini picture on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. You posted the hottest picture of Kelly in her bikini, and all these trolls came out, and you swatted them down. I loved it.
No, I mean, it was bizarre. It's like, what else are you supposed to wear at
the beach? I didn't know what I'm supposed to wear to the beach.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't really know. Yeah. I wasn't in synagogue. I was
at the beach. Yeah, you weren't in synagogue.
I mean, if you come up with an option, let me know.
Although, I did wonder why you were wearing a tallis on the beach. Kelly, Anna M. Bezo wants to know, without naming names, what's the strangest thing a guest has done on live?
Probably let their dog take a poop in the makeup and hair room and then just walk away.
Wow.
And say, like, bye.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lee Rose A. Mark, will we get a reveal of who the Black Hood is on Riverdale, or will we have to wait until season 3?
I think there's probably a pretty good chance that you could find out near the end of season 2, but possibly season 3.
Okay. Next week on part 2 of The Housewives of Beverly Hills, Mark's like, I don't want to get fired. I can't remember what's in my contract.
He doesn't even know.
Next week on The Reunion, Dorit is still a little sore about her topless photo in Lisa Vanderpump's magazine. And by topless, I mean Lisa cut her head off. Here's a sneak peek.
Why would I want you to look anything other than perfect? For my magazine, it was about the jewelry, and you made it about yourself.
Yeah, but I'm supposed to be featured in a magazine.
You know what? Mark was upset about it. You saw him say, oh, no, I don't want any negativity around my magazine.
But
it was
what negativity?
Standing there in front of the photographer, in front of the makeup artist, you were saying, oh, no, don't like any of them.
Did you do that and cut off the head because you were looking to punish me?
You didn't like them.
Lisa,
but it is kind of harsh to cut off someone's head.
It's like, you know what?
It's like,
you knew what I wanted. You made a scene. She feels like you were an asshole. Watch me. I'm going to be another asshole and chop your head off and put him in.
By the way, what do you think of Dorit's barrettes?
I'm fascinated by Dorit's hair in general.
Yeah.
It really is. I like the barrettes, but I feel sad that these two British girls are having such a run.
A run. JorFair71 wants to know, Mark, why you didn't sing last week on Riverdale.
No one asked me.
You were ready, though.
I was ready to go.
Great voice.
Yeah.
No. There was a few of us that didn't sing.
Yeah.
I was happy I didn't sing. No.
Let's go to Hope from Arizona. Hey, Hope, what's your question?
Hi, I was wondering, it's both for Kelly and Mark, if they had to compare themselves to any Housewives couple, who would it be?
Oh. We would be...
NeNe and Greg.
No, we would be
OC.
Yes,
Tamara and Eddie.
Yes, oh.
Tamara will be so happy to hear you say that.
Oh yeah,
Tamara
right.
Yes,
Tamara and Eddie.
Tamara and Eddie.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. You know that you are Tamara's.
I wish.
You are her everything.
They blended. Yes. You know how they blended yours and Anderson's face together and got Richard Gere?
Yes.
Yes. I sent you a picture of it.
Yes, you did. Did they blend you and Tamara?
They blended us together, and you cannot tell who begins and ends.
Wow.
Which I'm not sure. I feel very flattered, but she's probably like, come on.
Oh, no, she's going to be thrilled. Let's go to Bob from Ohio. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Andy, love you.
Love you.
I got a question for Miss Kelly. Kelly, in all due respect to your handsome husband, has there ever been a male guest that had just made you hot and heavy?
I swear, Bob, this is going to sound so, like, cliche. I truly married the man of my dreams. There's nobody that gets me out of it. Nobody.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is three.
Having said that, we are still having that three-way with The Rock and Anderson
Cooper. It's game time, everybody. Erica Jane says the problem between Kyle Dorit and Lisa Vanderpump is because they are three bitches who are competitive over friendship. Well, in honor of that, these three bitches are also about to get competitive over our friendship as we play Compete for Kelly's Friendship. Kelly, you will read a scenario which you might need Mark's or my help. Then we will each tell you what we would do for you, and depending on whose answer you like best, you award a point to either of us. Okay.
Okay,
so.
I tell you, I think I'm gaining weight.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, I say.
What's your response?
My response is you've never looked better. Mark, what's your response?
My response is you're so skinny you could practically, you need an IV bag.
Okay, who gets the point?
Andy gets the point.
I get the point. Thank you. Mark, I think you went a little too far. What's the next one, Kelly?
I'm trying to get ready for an event, and I tell you, I have nothing to wear. How do you reply?
I agree, and I send someone out to get you more clothes. Mark?
I say, what do you think you should wear? Let's try on a couple things. Let me see that one. Let me see that one. Do you need me to help you on
the dress?
Andy,
you get the point.
Okay. Although I think that Mark has been through this a few times. Okay, yes, Kelly. What's the next one?
My blood sugar is low and I'm getting very cranky. What do you feed me?
Oh, alcohol, whatever you want. I don't know.
Dried cherries and cashews.
Oh, Mark gets the point.
Oh, my God. Dried cherries and cashews,
I
is
do.
That the secret sauce?
I do like
it. Okay, last up.
I'm super busy and I haven't had a second to myself all day. What do you drop off to make me smile?
A Zanny? Mark?
My pants.
Oh! Mark gets the point. Kelly, you and Ryan have your 1 year anniversary?
1 year anniversary.
Like this week?
May 1st, the same day.
That's amazing.
It's my 1 year anniversary with Ryan and my 22nd anniversary with Mark.
That's amazing.
On the same day. They made it so that I could remember.
By the way, Nancy G texted, Kelly, when do you think you would ever retire from live?
I mean, I'm not going to work forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to be still able to enjoy my retirement.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to live. I want to like have some free time and not forever. I'm not going to work forever.
Okay. Brandy Glanville just tweeted. She said, Andy, the last time you had a hot blonde sitting next to you and Mark Consuelos sitting next to her, crazy stuff happened. I love Kelly Ripa. That was a crazy night, right,
Mark? That was
Mark?
My favorite night.
Can we talk
night.
About that or no?
I don't
we
know.
Shouldn't. We're going to be deposed.
Wrapped up in legal.
But
yes.
Can I say that, yes. Do you remember you were on Alpha House and Brandy put Mark's pin.
Vote for Andy.
Vote for
yes.
Andy Guzman pin yes. on her cleavage.
I know, and I did
Mark
the whole, I did the whole show like
look.
This.
Yes.
And I was at home. I could not look away because I had never seen boobs that pretty in my life.
And that's a compliment. She's seen a lot of boobs. Tonight's Shackle goes to Donald Trump's creeping, wriggling attempt to hold Melania's hand again today during an event. Here it is. He's trying. She does not want to hold his hand. She won't do it. You know, sometimes someone refuses to touch you because they don't know where your hands have been, but sometimes someone refuses to touch you because they know exactly where your hand has been. I want to thank Kelly, Mark, and Art. Yes. We are here continuing our fun with Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos and Art Moore. Mark is on Riverdale. Kelly is on Live with Kelly. Art Moore is on Live with Kelly. We were just talking about Donald Trump because I had a crazy Trump dream. And did you watch Wild Wild Country yet
yes.
on
yes.
Netflix?
Yes, yes.
And there's
fact,
this
yes.
amazing clip of you co-hosting with Donald Trump.
Yes.
I can't remember
no.
even
it's
why
not on
they...
It's Wild Wild Country. It's on...
Oh, on the Gary Shandling
doc. Gary Shandling
yes.
documentary.
Yes, that's
yes.
right. Okay.
Yes.
But they're the same thing.
Yes, they're so similar. Yes. But it really blew my mind because I was like, wow, there's Kelly co-hosting with Donald Trump. And obviously he's someone that you know, all of us who've lived in New York a long time, he's someone who you saw around New York. But I mean, how many times was Trump on Live?
A ton.
How many times
did he
co-host?
Well, he talked a bunch.
A bunch.
But he talked about being president back then.
He did.
He did. He was talking about it back then. He said, everybody wants me to run for president.
Right.
And I said, who?
Right.
And he talked about, like, that he can make deals with the Chinese.
Right.
And he knows, he was talking about his deal-making
skills. That's amazing. It was so surreal to see you sitting there with him and knowing that he co-hosted the show.
It's
wild.
Really funny.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Heather, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Heather, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. How are you? Congratulations on your anniversary, Kelly and Mark.
Oh, thank you.
The reason why I was calling this question is for Mark. Mark, are they going to keep you around for another season of Riverdale? I've gotten caught up with you on so many other shows, like Queen of the South, and you never end up sticking around.
I know.
And I was just wondering.
You get killed.
I get killed on a lot of shows.
Right.
I think I'm still around. Still around so far.
You know, it's always, you two came from All My Children. I mean, it's always rough for the baddest man in town.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty bad.
He could always get murdered.
Yeah, but on that show, Riverdale, to me, much like a soap opera, death doesn't mean you're dead. Death means so many things.
Yes.
It means a contract renegotiation.
It means
usually
a contract.
Usually that's what it means.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy. This is Brian from Chicago.
Hey, Brian.
Just saw your show with Anderson 2 weekends ago. It was great. Thanks for
the great show. Thank you. Thank you for coming. It was a lot of fun that night. I got ripped.
We saw you at Sidetrack afterwards.
Oh, you did? Yeah, that was
That's
fun.
That's the bar afterwards.
That was the bar that we went to afterwards. Yeah, it was a melee. Anyway, what's your question?
My question is for Kelly. Mary Shag Kill, Gay Best Friend Edition.
Okay.
Andy Cohen, Anderson Cooper, Jake Shears.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Wow.
No, I'm drowning myself. I can't. I can't.
Just kill me, Mary Anderson, and screw Jake.
Mm.
Because I'm sitting here and I'm giving you the permission.
No, but I think that, can't we do like a DP
There's
and a
no,
Mary?
A DP?
Right? These are hypothetical.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Can we not do that?
Yes.
That's too far.
No, I love it.
This is almost like Muhammad said.
I know.
This is pretty
this
close.
This is almost like the Brandy thing. Okay, let's go back to the phones. That was one of my favorite things you've ever said.
I didn't realize that was crossing a line.
My favorite thing she ever said was on this show. When she was on the show with me and Anderson, and we had our assistants behind the bar, and we asked the assistant what Kelly's grossest habit was, and Kelly said, but she was like, oh, I don't know, she makes me get her food. And
no, Kelly, she said that I go to the bathroom with the door open.
Oh, right. And then you said?
I said, that how will you know when you're supposed to wipe me?
God.
I'm just kidding, Art. None of this is real. These are hypothetical. It's all like, these are jokes.
Funny. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? It is dangerous when you come here. Hey, caller. Hey.
Hi. This is Amanda from Ohio.
Hey, Amanda. What's your question?
I just have to say, Andy, you are the universe's gift to reality TV. Thank you so much.
The universe. Thank you. I appreciate that. What's your question?
You're welcome. My question is about what do Mark and Kelly think of the new and improved Lisa Rinna, and do you think that's going to last?
I mean, I like Lisa Rinna.
Yeah,
I've
like
known
her,
her for so long because we all started out in soaps together, so I really like her.
Did you used to see her at, like
soap opera events?
Digest awards
all
and
the
stuff?
Time, yeah.
And was she, when you were going up for the Regis co-host.
Yeah.
She talked about that on Beverly Hills this year.
Yeah, yeah.
That she was going up against it too. I mean, were you two competitive at that time?
No. I mean, we never even saw each other.
Right.
Like, it's not like she was in one room and I was in the other.
Yeah.
It wasn't
right,
like that.
Right.
It was like she would host the show and then I would host the show. And I mean, I didn't even realize it came down to us. I really think it came down to, like, a bunch of people. And at the end of the day, I think there was several people they were talking to. And I think logistically, and Art, you can probably speak to this.
Yeah, ask
I her. Was the most convenient person.
Yeah, you were down the street.
I'm the person they didn't have person. To move across the country.
Yes.
And I was
you were the best person.
Yes, thank
yes.
you. Thank
there you,
you Art.
Yes,
very
yes.
nice. That's, spoken like my boss.
last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Lonnie from New Jersey.
Hey, Lonnie, what's your question?
Andy?
Yes.
Well, Andy, you are everything, and I'll be quick. Kelly, you and I went to high school together.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
The whole nine yards.
And you what? What?
I just wanted to say we were on cheerleading together and everything.
Wait, what is your last name?
I don't want to say my maiden name, on
okay.
TV, but my first name is Lonnie.
I'm happy
Lonnie.
To Lonnie. Hear from you.
Okay. Did you just say that you guys cheered together?
Oh, yes. We were all cheerleading together.
Was Kelly a good cheerleader? I bet.
Obviously, yeah. No, she really
I
was.
Mean, I was loud.
Yeah, right.
Which is nice.
And she can dance.
Yeah.
And she can
did
dance.
Did you give us any behind-the-scenes funny juice on Gelman?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can tell you right now, Gelman is very upset that he's not the bartender. I can tell you that for sure.
That's awesome.
Gelman is exactly what you see on TV. That is Gelman. He
right.
is like, he's like half Buddha, half Yoda, half wino. Like just.
But also, it's hard to be on live for the amount of time that you and Ryan and Art and Gelman and everybody who's on that show, you can't.
Fake
really
it.
Fake who you are
yeah.
when you're sitting there on live TV, first of all, but for that first block of the show, which is like 23 minutes or something, like you, it's really hard to fake who you are. So you get a good sense. If I can make an analogy, people ask me what the Housewives are like, and I say they're pretty much exactly the same. I want to thank Kelly Ripa, Mark Contreras, and more. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying,
lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.